Well, welcome everyone, and thank you for coming tonight. This is quite a crowd. It's like standing room only. So thank you all for coming on such a nice night. We appreciate you taking the time to join us here tonight. We do have a really good presentation that I think you're really going to enjoy. So a couple housekeeping things and other things I need to talk about. Oh, I'm getting the sign from John over there. Is this loud enough? Talk louder? Okay. John, change your hearing aid. Come on, man. All right. So first, I've got to recognize and thank the folks at our firm who really worked to put this on. I know they're all here somewhere, probably, so if they want to wave, if they're within earshot. Betsy Wolking, Jennifer Rourke, Jessica Holcomb, Grant Mosier, and of course Allison, who's wandering around. So thanks to all of them for all their work. A little housekeeping. On your table, there's these little postcard size surveys. So if you want to take a moment at some point in the next hour and fill those out, that'd be great. It does ask for your social security number, your mother's maiden name, and your first pet. So Jeff's giving me the no, don't fill that out. So, all right, you don't have to do that. But do fill out the card. Okay, just a little update on kind of what's been going on with us for the last year. It's been a really nice 2014, certainly. We've been really blessed in a number of ways this year. First, we've hired some really good people. We've added a couple really strong administrative people to an already awesome administrative team. We've got Hallie Peters and Grant Mosier. If you haven't met those folks, they're really good, energetic, hardworking folks. And the investment team has added three more people, Brad Soper, Becky Gallagher, and Rachel Rasmussen, and they too are young, smart, good employees, and plus they've reduced our average age by about half, so that's a good thing. So, but really, I don't know, sometimes I just feel like really lucky to get to work with 31 other people that I just really like working with, and they're hard workers and nice people, and couldn't ask for much more than that. So I know a lot of you share that and tell me that, so it's nice to hear that, it really is. We've had a couple nice recognitions earlier this year. CNBC put out a list of their top 100 fee-only wealth managers in the country, and we made that list, which was really nice, so we'll take it. And then just a week ago, Mark and I got to go down and accept an award on behalf of the firm from the Greater Cincinnati Foundation. It was called their Bridge Builder Award, and they give it once a year to a professional firm in the area that has just, in their view, contributed to working with them to improve our community. So that was really neat to get that award from a local group that I have a lot of respect for. Greater Cincinnati Foundation is a really good outfit. So that was cool. Thanks. And then finally, we're just blessed with great clients. We really are. I know I've said that before when I've been up here, but it's true. It makes such a big difference in our daily work to work with people that are nice people, that we enjoy, that we have a mutual respect, and we care about what happens to them. So thank you, really, for just being great clients. So appreciate that. Okay, well, let's get on with the real program here. But first, I do want to introduce Greg Bruce before I introduce our speaker, Jeff. Greg is here from Schwab. Here's Greg, thank you. Greg is like the regional rep, but it's important for him to be here because a significant portion of all of your assets are with Schwab. And they really take security seriously. We know that. We see it every day in working with them. And that's really important to us, and I presume to you. So Greg, thanks for being here. So, all right, on to the main topic. Our speaker tonight, our presenter, is Jeff Lanza. Jeff is a highly sought-after speaker, consultant, author, and also, to make him feel at home, I know he's from Kansas City, so I had to bring the KC hat.
Thank you.
So,
it's very nice.
Whoa. Doug, is this like, this would fit my son Doug. He's got like the largest head in the family, so I won't wear that because I know I look pretty silly, but we'll leave that up here if it makes you feel better. So
thank you.
And I am rooting for the Royals, by the way, to beat the Giants. So